June is Gay Pride Month, and celebrations are taking place across the country, from Anchorage, Alaska, to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Music critic Mark Mobley explores three albums from 10, 20, and 30 years ago that include not just great pop music, but the signs of gay history in the making.
From Katie Lang to Michael Stipe, Melissa Etheridge to Rufus Wainwright, there are enough openly gay musicians these days to clog your iPod. This hasn't always been the case. There was a time when even flamboyant Elton John was in the closet, but still, the songs he wrote with lyricist Bernie Taupin were out. Loaded with gay ideas and imagery, there for anyone to see, well, anyone who knew how to look. And the next generation of pop stars handled similar ideas with increasing freedom. Consider one of the biggest hits of Elton's career, the 1973 double album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It was a massive international success, with hit singles including Benny and the Jets and Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. The sweeping title song folds an image from The Wizard of Oz into the monologue of a young man rejecting his sugar daddy.
Maybe you'll get a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Mongrel.
And Goodbye Yellow Brick Road is just one of the songs that refers to Hollywood. The apotheosis of Elton John's Tinseltown fixation is a sweet, maudlin song about a young fan mourning not just an actress, but an icon, Marilyn Monroe.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind. Never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
In addition to Candle in the Wind, the album also includes a smoky cabaret number called I've Seen That Movie Too and All the Girls Love Alice, a cheeky number about a teenaged lesbian. 2 years later, in 1975, Elton John told Rolling Stone that he was bisexual and things got ugly. He later said, quote, I've had more people insult me in the streets of America, you know, call me a faggot. And yet America's supposed to be the great liberated free-minded country, which of course it isn't. Elton also said he could never live in this country.
Don't you feel like trying something new?
In 1983, 10 years after Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, another bisexual English singer-songwriter was on the charts. Joe Jackson began his recording career with edgy, no-nonsense rock. Night and Day, which is a title borrowed from a gay songwriter, Cole Porter, adds Latin jazz to the mix. The record manages to capture the excitement, the promise of gay New York in the too short time between the emergence of a civil rights movement and the sad ubiquity of AIDS. And it was a sign of progress that in the early 80s, a prominent musician could write a song critical of gay society, The Haunting Real Men.
You don't want to sound dumb.
Who knew that the one-time pianist of the Portsmouth, England Playboy Club could compose haunting social commentary? But what's even more interesting about Night and Day is the tenderness of its final tune. It's called a slow song, which it is, but it's also what the singer is asking for, a break from the throbbing disco, just one number to let him hold his friend close.
It's late, I'm winding down. Am I the only one to want a strong and silent sound to pick me up and undress me?
Lay me down and 10 years later, in 1993, the Pet Shop Boys made art out of the same pulsing disco Joe Jackson was complaining about. Their CD, Very, is a musical triumph on the level of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. The climax of the album is a resplendent cover of Go West by the Village People. This version of the song is in part a memorial for the hedonistic days of the Village People's prime, a nostalgic longing for a paradise that never materialized. It's funny and touching at once, and in their own songs, the Pet Shop Boys have a similar knack for blending emotions. The most haunting of these, and the most prescient, is an oblique AIDS lament titled Dreaming of the Queen. The singer imagines that he and his lover invite the Queen and Princess Diana for tea, and Di says, "There are no more lovers left alive. No one has survived." So there are no more lovers left alive. And that's why love has died. Yes, it's true. Look, it's happened to me and you. Just 4 years after the release of this album, Princess Diana herself was gone. She was eulogized by Elton John in a new version of Candle in the Wind. So 25 years after his controversial coming out, an openly gay man performed at one of the biggest state funerals of the late 20th century. Each of these three CDs has more than a tinge of sadness, but this story does have a Hollywood ending. While young Elton swore he'd never live in the United States, he now has a place in Atlanta with his longtime companion. It turns out his future did lie beyond the Yellow Brick Road. It was just off Peachtree Street. For NPR News, I'm Mark Mobley.
Visit npr.org for an expanded list of influential recordings in gay and lesbian pop music.